35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
In order to Sandra and all to going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 20% bakers in different states are raising the price of bread by 20%. I've been telling you that the Master Bakers Association has been lamenting that the cost of their ingredients have been going up. They're blaming different government policies. They went on a warning strike last week, but now they've raised prices in Kogi and Cross River, and we're hearing that more states will follow. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I do hope you're staying safe and trying to not get monkeypox. We do have numbers here in Lagos, in Edo, and other parts of Nigeria. And I've learned that the way it spreads is from contact with an infected animal, also contact with the fluids of someone who's infected. So you have to be careful, all right? And wash your hands as frequently as possible. Cook your meat well if you like to eat bush meat. If you're tuning in tuning into the show today for the first time, you're in great company. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about the NLC going on strike in solidarity with ASUU. You heard Nene Okon earlier on talking with Agogo Obo about the protests that happened in Lagos. She'll talk to us a bit more about that. Then let's talk about Lasma being linked to the death of a Lagosian. And then let's talk about insecurity in and around Abuja. On Community U Report, Chukwudi will talk to you about issues that are happening in your community. And on The Big Hard Fact, it's the road to 2023. On today's Step Down, remember we have a new segment now, right? And on this segment, Omo, like we just chill. We just chill and we just talk, you know? And on the Step Down today, should sibling seniority matter outside? That conversation, we started it last week Wednesday. We're going to continue it today, hopefully wrap it up. Should sibling seniority matter outside? I told you a really interesting story about a man who worked for years to be able to contest for elective position in his state, and his family members asked him to step down for his older brother, because his older brother also wanted to run for that particular elective post. So let's talk about it. 6:15, don't go away. After the news, immediately after the news, we step down with light, easy conversations. As usual, we'll have news at 6. We'll have updates at 4 and 5. But for now, let's get started with today's Big 3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will NLC's solidarity with ASUU get the federal government to yield? Are LASMA officers properly trained not to abuse the rights of Lagosians? And who will save the train hostages? Those are your Big Three, Lagos. Let's talk. The NLC is marching in solidarity with ASUU. That's our first story. You've heard by now that they're holding nationwide marches. They want the federal government to honor its 2009 agreement with ASUU. The police says that they'll be at all the protests to keep the peace. They're claiming that they won't interfere with the protests. They say they know Labour has the right to protest. They just want to make sure that the protests remain peaceful. Now, Nena Okon was out in the field covering the protests live. Nena, you said the protests remained largely peaceful, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody seemed to have something to say about Femi Falana now making an appearance at the protest. Why was that?
Well, I think it's because of what it stands for.
Mm.
Everybody know what it stands for, fighting for human rights.
Mm-hmm.
So it was immediately he got to, because initially he didn't join us at Underbridge, but he joined us when we got to Allen Junction. That was when he made an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately he got there, you could see people were excited to have him on board, you know. I think basically the reason why people were happy was because of what it stands for in the past.
Mm. What was the crowd like? Was it a crowded march or was it just a few people?
It was crowded. It was really, really crowded.
Okay.
Yes, the union members really came out in large numbers.
Was it just union members or did you have members of the public join?
So we had students.
Okay.
We had parents too. We had members of the press.
Okay.
And then the large number was majorly from union members, different union members. We had ASUP, we had NUT, ASU itself.
Okay.
Nupeng, NUT, many other unions were there.
Okay, interesting stuff. Did anyone from the government come and address the protesters?
Okay, so when we got to the government, to governor's office, initially they didn't allow us enter, but eventually because it was labor, they allowed for people to enter, but with warning that we had to be very peaceful and organized.
Mm-hmm.
Then we entered and then they dropped a letter for the governor, which they asked him to relate to the president, but he wasn't able to come out to address us, but he sent a representative who promised that she was going to deliver the letter to the governor.
Okay.
That he was not around because he had other pressing issues to deal with.
Okay. Was there police presence?
Yes, there was heavy presence of police, especially at the governor's office.
Okay. Nena Okon, thank you so much for talking to us on the show today.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right, Lagos, do you believe that NLC joining ASU will get the federal government to yield to the lecturers? So far, the ASU strike itself has not gotten the federal government to play ball. Some observers say it's because there isn't enough pressure on the federal government, basically having thousands of students out of school hasn't been enough to get Nigerians to force federal government and ASU to an agreement, right? But now, NLC has decided to join. They're saying that this is a warning protest. They're also talking about going on a warning, a 3 days warning strike pretty soon. So we'll keep our eye on that and see what's going to happen with that story. Is this the first time that other stakeholders are ready to take action in this situation and put pressure on the government? You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Will government respond to this pressure, do you think? How will the government respond to this pressure? Will other stakeholders join ASU and the NLC? 0700-993-993-993. We don't have WhatsApp available, so please get on Facebook and share your thoughts with me there. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So yes, you can share your thoughts on both platforms. 0700-993-993-993. I don't know if our number for women is back up, but just give it a try. Huh? Our number for women is 01465-7190. While you are chewing on that, let me tell you that the police are investigating 4 LASMA officers over the death of a hypertensive man. That's our second story. Police are investigating 4 LASMA officers over the death of a hypertensive man. His name was Usman Modibo. His son Mustafa says he was driving his dad to go and see his doctor and to go and get medicine for another of his children. He says LASMA stopped them for allegedly running a red light. He claims the officers allegedly wanted a bribe, and when they refused to pay, they impounded the car. Now, LASMA is saying that they did not ask for a bribe, and they're claiming that they have evidence to prove that they did not ask for a bribe. And they're also insisting that the Modibos actually ran a red light. Mustafa says he begged the LASMA officers and explained that his father had a medical emergency, but the officers delayed them looking for a bribe, but eventually they dropped them at the hospital. LASMA says no. Says they dropped them at the hospital immediately they asked. Now, Usman Modibo is dead. The police have stepped in. The Punch is claiming that they've already arrested two LASMA officers. And now the police says that they want to speak to two other officers. LASMA says that the family is lying about this traffic stop. They say that lots of people do this after breaking traffic laws just to avoid the penalties. Now, we're going to keep following this story. But for right now, let's talk about the way LASMA handles traffic stops and the way that motorists respond to LASMA. Is LASMA correct to say that a lot of people make up extortion stories when they break the law? Or are LASMA being predatory? Talk to me about that story. Talk to me about the NLC strike story as well on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I won't remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm calling you from Astoria. You got the LASMA situation.
Okay. But your line is very noisy. I don't know why.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, now the LASMA situation. Mm-hmm. In Astoria here, the way those guys operate is not anything to write home about. They stop traffic. They stop innocent driver. There's no provision to say that you've gone off the road. If you make a slight turn coming out from Ikorodu Express Road to Antony, and maybe you go a little bit, there's no demarcation for you to know that, okay, you've crossed the yellow line or whatever line they use on the road.
Right.
These guys will just patch you one side, give you exorbitant amount of money to pay, and you will see them. There's a building just beside where they park. At the close of the day, you see them go in there, begin to do sharing of the money. I'm not like, is this how these people work? You just come here and extort road users for nothing. It's alarming. People around Antony can testify about what I'm saying now to confirm it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling, Anonymous. We've got a smiler on the line. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ismaila. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, fine, wait a second.
Yes, go ahead.
The issue of LASMA, something that is very pathetic. I had a problem with them a few weeks ago. I was coming down towards the social street and ordered to stop someone, but I was very slowly so that I could to align to the service lane. And that is how about 10 Mopsy guy attacked me to drag my vehicle and letter to my hand. And then I discovered that, yes, LASMA were on the road. So they took my vehicle to their office. I went to the office, stayed there for throughout the night. I couldn't get anyone to talk to. So it was the following day that I went there. Luckily for me, I stopped someone who helped me and talked to the GM before my vehicle could be released to me. So the challenge you are facing is that some of them will meet you without even uniform. No identity card to even identify themselves as partners. They will attack you as if they are robbers. So it's a serious issue that we are facing in Lagos, and the government has to do something about it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. If you just tuned in, I've brought you our first story, the NLC protest today. They had a number of union members, including Femi Falana, who joined in the protest march in solidarity with ASUU. The police was present at the protests. They said that they will be present at all the protests. Police are claiming that they're not going to interfere. They know that Labour has a right to protest. They just want to make sure that the protest remains peaceful. And off of that story, I asked you if you believe that NLC joining ASUU will get the federal government to pay attention to this problem and yield to the lecturers. Because the ASUU strike itself, that has been on for over 6 months, hasn't gotten the federal government to play ball. So could this be the final straw? Is this the first time that other stakeholders are ready to take action in this situation to put pressure on government? You heard from Nena Okun, all the unions were there, NUT, Nupeng, everyone. So that was our first story. Our second story was the unfortunate death of a hypertensive man, Usman Modibo, who allegedly died after interactions with Lasma. The police are investigating four Lasma officers over the death of this man. His son says that he was driving his father to go and see his doctor and to get medicine for another another child of his father, and Lasma stopped them for allegedly running a red light. The son claims that the officers allegedly wanted a bribe, and when they refused to pay the Lasma officers, they impounded their vehicle. Lasma is saying that they did not ask for a bribe, and they say they have evidence to prove that they did not ask for a bribe. They also insist that the Modibos actually ran a red light. Mustafa says, that's Mr. Modibo's son, says he begged the Lasma officers. He explained that his father had a medical emergency, but the officers delayed them looking for a bribe. But eventually they dropped them at the hospital. Now, for that part of the story, Lasma is saying no, they dropped them at the hospital immediately they asked. But whatever the situation is with that, Usman Modibo is dead. Police has stepped in. Punch is claiming they've arrested two Lasma officers and they're investigating two others. They're going to speak to two other Lasma officers. Lasma is saying that the family is lying about the traffic stop. Lasma says lots of people do this when they break traffic laws just so that they can avoid penalties. So my question to you is, well, what do you think about the way that Lasma handles traffic stops and the way that motorists respond to Lasma? Is Lasma correct to say that people make up extortion stories when they break the law? 0700-993-993-993. We don't have the line for women back up, so everybody has to call 0700-993-993-993. If you're abroad, join the conversation by giving us a call on Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. We don't have WhatsApp right now. I don't have access to WhatsApp at the moment, so you have to leave us your comments on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. If you've already written something on WhatsApp, just copy it and go and paste on our live stream. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us. Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Aki from Oba.
Aki, turn your radio off now. You know better.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes. About the last one. Mm. Hello?
Mm-hmm, I'm hearing you.
We have bad examples, just like we have another enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only last one, but then you need to see the ways of motorists are driving, commuting on Lagos streets. Some in the evening, at night, around 7, 8 o'clock, they don't have their headlights on.
Mm.
Some will carry overload, they overload their vehicles with goods, and so many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
They are not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because we have to sanitize our society.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Glasgow has some problems, just like the police customs and the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
But we too, we have problems on our road. They nearly knocked my enemy down. Passing one way.
Mm.
Me, I was looking at the right. He was coming from the left, which he was not supposed to have taken that route.
Exactly.
And we talk on top speed. What do you make out of that?
Mm.
We have to talk to ourselves too. You don't give room for shenanigans or talents to take advantage of you.
Mm.
But when you do that, you have to pay for the price. Thank you.
All right, I came from Oba. Thank you very much. We've got Samuel from Moe on the line. Hi, Samuel.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a good job you are doing. For the last man, that is their stock in trade. It has happened to me personally.
Okay.
By the time they took my vehicle, by the time it took me, fine, I was wrong. I admitted that I was wrong.
Okay.
I followed them to the station.
Okay.
They told me, by the time they had me over to their people there, they may give me a less distance. I did not follow one way.
Okay.
But my brother that was driving did not have complete papers.
Okay.
By the time we got there, they just added the vehicle to somebody else and they left. And before we got, they have already punctured all the tires. And for 4 days I was going to their station. And the thing happened at the Lukojo, I was sent to go and pay money at the particular bank at Ikeja. That was then. And just imagine this thing that happened. I know that we committed offense. The offense committed was that my brother did not have the copy. Not that I didn't have paper, but the paper expired. Upon all our pleading, as we were pleading, they know because they were actually asking for money, but we did not give to them. But we said, okay, let us go to the station and find out what we have. What we have. But eventually, I have to pay that money and then come back. And in fact, the process is a long one. I'm just cutting everything short. As for the protest.
Hello, Samo.
Let's see where it will get us to.
All right.
It's a good one. It's a very good one.
Okay.
Maybe the labor is just waking up after so many years. But I expect everybody to join. If you don't have a son, you don't have a brother, you don't have a sister, you must have somebody that is out, that is not inside the school, inside the university now. We don't know what is happening. Even if you have somebody in Kidagati, you are delaying his admission to school. It's our admission. All Nigerians should be involved in this.
All right.
Thank you, Sandra.
Samuel from Away, thank you very much for calling. We've got Benjamin from Anthony on the line. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right, good. Sandra, I'm happy I got through. And this is my first time of getting through to you.
I'm glad. Okay? Welcome.
Yes. Sandra, these guys in Lasma are extortionists.
Okay.
I say that. My office is at Anthony. If you know Anthony very well, Anthony bus stop, the road that goes into, as if you want to go to Oshodi.
Okay.
They will go there and go and hide. I'm waiting for somebody to drive something like, look as if you are trying to, overtake a car, going in there and they will go and hide. And once you do that, they will just jump out and arrest you. They do that every day. Every day. We don't want to stay and control the traffic. They don't control traffic. They can hide. You wouldn't even know that they are hiding somewhere. And the one that does, when that happens, they'll just pop. Meanwhile, if military officers or people are coming and drive what seems to be some reckless driving, they don't arrest them. They just feast on poor civilians every day, every morning.
But it sounds to me like you're not supposed to turn there, right? It's illegal.
No. You should turn there. No. You can turn in there. It's not that if you are trying to, the turning is for one car. So, assuming you try to turn when another car is turning, $2,000.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, that's it and all that. But the point is that instead of them to.
Benjamin, are you there? Oh, looks like we lost connection to Benjamin. Because I'm thinking about it. If two cars are not supposed to turn at the same time at that spot, then two cars are not supposed to turn at the same time at that spot. You can't be breaking the law and be expecting that LASMA should not punish you for breaking the law. Now, we can talk about, LASMA is hiding, and I mean, I don't know about that, really, because they should be standing on the roads, making sure that there's free flow of traffic. But whether or not you see LASMA on the road, you should still obey traffic laws. Like, regardless of whether they're there or not. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? We've got Good Luck in Lekki on the line. Hi, Good Luck.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Finally. So good to hear from you. So good to speak to you.
Yes, good to speak to you.
Just like the last caller truly, truly said, to be honest with you, yeah, these guys are extortionists. And there was a point you just made, about obeying the laws. That's right. But sometimes, apart from the lanes, apart from the roads you see on the island, most of the roads you see on the mainland have no signs at all.
Fair enough.
You can imagine a stranger coming into the city, who is not quite, doesn't know, stuff about Lagos.
Yeah.
You're bound to go into trouble.
Yeah.
I've been, unfortunately, in the hands of this last man, guys, to be honest with you.
Okay.
There's no difference between a last man and a count. A legalized armed touts on the road. They might have the good reason of stopping vehicles, but their basic approach is wrong.
Mm.
You can't imagine being hijacked from your car, laid with punches, taken to your park. You just say, oh, leave the car. Then they jump into the vehicle, take you to the park, then they start pricing you from 200,000 downward.
My God.
The least you pay is 150,000, 100,000. I've been in that place before. And just like, I think I was listening to one of your callers,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, about 3 or 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you see them sharing money like they're playing cards.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, it's so annoying. You might have the basic reasons for stopping people.
Right.
But we need to ask ourselves, yeah?
You're right.
Where are the signs, the road signs and stuff?
Right.
Most of these drivers, it's just a corrupt system. It's just both ways, both the drivers and the last one. But
right.
I wrote the last one as responsible,
okay.
because you need to educate yourself first before educating people.
Okay. All right. Look, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. So it's down to the interaction. It's down to the way that LASMA does its job, because LASMA is supposed to do its job, but you also get how you go do your job. You go come be the wrong person. I think that's what most of you are saying. All right. Let me bring you our final story on today's Big Three, and then we can keep talking about all three stories. I'll take you to Abuja for the third one, right? Well, Abuja and around Abuja, because I want us to talk about some of the insecurity in and around Abuja. Terrorists attacked soldiers from the Guards Brigade in Buari. That's the brigade that protects the president, by the way, and key parts of the FCT. These soldiers were patrolling near the law school because there were warnings of a possible attack. And then they got attacked. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education had closed all unity schools in Abuja. I told you that yesterday, but I didn't read this statement from the ministry to you yesterday, so let me read it to you today. The ministry said, quote, the closure became necessary following a security breach on Sheda and Lambata villages, suburbs of Kwali Area Council, which also threatened FGC Kwali. According to the minister, the timely intervention of security agencies saved the situation, end quote. Parents have rushed to schools in Abuja to get their children home. We've seen footage of the chaos at one of those schools, the gates of one of those schools. And Nigerians are asking, if the Guards Brigade can be attacked, and if the government has to close down its own schools, can the security agencies protect regular Nigerians from terrorists? And when you think about that question, you have to think about the railway hostages. Four of them got released yesterday. We still don't have confirmed details of how and why they were released, but the general consensus seems to be that they and their families are on their own, because there's no clear path for government to liberate them. At least not that we know of. But Garba Shehu did say yesterday that it's not everything that the government is doing that the media knows about. So perhaps there are things they're doing that we do not know of. But what do you think of this wave of insecurity in Abuja and its environs? Remember, WhatsApp is not available. WhatsApp is not available. So if you've written a message on WhatsApp, please copy it and go and paste it on our Facebook live stream. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. Our number for women is also down. So please give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. If you're abroad, we are available on Skype. Nigeria Info FM. That's our ID on Skype. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Akin from Ogba.
Akin from Ogba. Welcome back.
Yes, Sandra. You are Tiku Bank.
Yes, sir.
He says when the desk comes knocking on one's peers or one colleague's door, He's apparently telling you a very, very big proverb. So you should be on guard. You know the say you understand now.
I understand, but I don't understand which story that's in relation to.
Okay, now that we should all be on guard, because if the terrorists can attack the brigades of that is supposed to take care of the security of the presidency, who are we?
Abi. Okay.
That is the importance of my proverb. Thank you.
All right, Akin. Thank you very much. Let's speak with Gabriel. Hi, Gabriel. Welcome.
Okay. Let me talk about the attack on the presidential brigade.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the message is clear. When the terrorist attack all started, it started from the ordinary civilians. It was not even in the Abuja. Now, it's happening right under under the authorities. And now they are being threatened directly. So, to be honest, to me, I'm happy.
Ah.
Yes. The reason I'm happy is that we tried so much then. We made a lot of noise. But they told us everything is under control. And as far as I'm concerned, when the government say everything is under control, that's when you run as a civilian. So now that FAPMI and schools are being closed, for me, I believe Nigeria is no longer a safe place.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Gabriel. If you just tuned in, I shared with you that the troops of the Seven Guards Brigade, which provides security for the presidential villa and the FCT, was attacked by terrorists. They were ambushed on Monday along the Kubwa-Buari Road. A spokesperson of the Guards Brigade, Captain Godfrey Anebi, said that the attack was successfully repelled by the troops. He said a few of the men who were wounded in action have been taken to a hospital where they're receiving treatment. And he also said that the troops were combing the general area to get rid of the criminals who have been threatening the general area. We've got Maxwell in Ejibo on the line. Hi, Maxwell.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Please, let me start with the NLC protest.
Mm-hmm.
I beg the NLC leadership, let them make sure that they include the aviation industry so that the moment we close up that site, they will run around and begin to listen to us. So without that, because most of them are private jets, and those of them who fly around, who don't know what we are seeing on the road on a daily basis.
Mm.
Yeah, if you don't close down the aviation industry now, my dear sister, you are just wasting your time. You are just wasting. Just try it and see. The next 2 days, they will come on the round table and discuss with them and iron out issues with them. And this is based on experience. Then on the issue of terrorists in Abuja and its environs, it pains me a lot that our soldiers, our police, and everybody, they are dying every day. Let me tell you again,
okay. The
only way this act of terrorism will stop, all these are high-profile politicians. The moment you withdraw security details from them, I bet you with my blood, this terrorist act will stop because they are the key architects of this problem we are having. Withdraw the security details from each and every one of them. You see everywhere they come.
All right, Maxwell from Ejibo, with that call there. Unstoppable Afiz on Twitter says, Sandra, this protest will not yield anything except they go on strike as well. Protest is nothing. What if the driver has caused accident by crossing the red light? What will be the people's reaction? Similar things happened last week here in Ekpe. 5 people died on the spot. No more fake bishop. What are you talking about? With the fake bishop part. But thank you for your message. Okay. We've got Imafi Don Joseph on Twitter who says, Sandra, the NLC rally will not yield any results because the government is not a listening government. And on LASMA, they were set up to control traffic, but instead they extort money from unsuspecting members of the public. All right. Immaculate Boy says, bad road networking, poor road infrastructure, inadequate officials makes it a panacea for citizens to break the law and LASMA officials to prey on the citizens with heavy fines. So citizens' driver will lie, LASMA officials will lie. who will we then believe? Immaculate boy on Twitter there. P Master on Twitter says, Sandra, 90% of Lagos State last mile officials are badly behaved. If you need proof, come to Iyana Woroshonki bus stop and see it by yourself. They arrest private motorists inside the bus stop. My house is 1 mile away from the bus stop. If you need proof, I will give it to you in the next 40 seconds. I believe you, Peter. We've got more messages here. Let's see if we can take a few of them off of Twitter. Hello, Emmanuel says, last month officials are untrained. The truth is their terms of reference are limited to generating revenue for their protectors and themselves. All right. Let me come back to the phone lines. We've got three stories that we've brought your way today. We took you to Abuja, where insecurity is on the rise. We also started off here in Lagos, where there was an NLC protest. They are going to be going on strike in 3 days, they say. They may be going on strike. No, they are going on strike. And then we talked about LASMA being linked to the death of a hypertensive man here in Lagos. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Good, is my name.
Welcome. Go ahead.
The issue of insecurity in Abuja. Sounds like the federal government has just blamed people. They want the
people. Your voice is really faint. Can you speak up for us, please?
Can you hear me now?
That's much better, yes.
Okay, the issue of insecurity in Abuja. I don't think the federal government has done it. They are just playing for you to say what I want to do. If the federal government wants to do this, they're just using our...
Your voice is fading in and out, and that's such a problem. I'm not sure if, you know, other people could hear you, but I'm really struggling. We've got Frank Akubuo on Facebook, who says, it's only God that will save us in this country. The government seems to have given up. Abraham Kauner Titus says, Sandra, good afternoon. You see this terrorism of a thing? All right. Joseph Obu says, Sandra, my take on LASMA issues is the LASMA isn't controlling traffic at all. All they do is put confusion so that people will enter. Ebi Ambo says, anyone in doubt of a replica of Kabul experience of last year in Abuja is in dreamland. Alaba Lakpe says, kudos to Nigeria Labour Congress for that wonderful outing and team up in today's protests. Sandra, I'm a big fan of President Buhari, but I'm not too happy with the way he handled Asumata. It's so embarrassing and shameful to us that love PMB. Look, I'm an APC member, but I joined the protest for people to know that I'm not in support of both the president, Ngige and Adamu, for the steps that they've taken so far on ASU. 1.2 trillion naira ASU is asking to spend on the universities is not too much. Look, if President Buhari and those two ministers, Ngige and Adamu, and those who say the 1.2 trillion is too much, then they should try ignorance. They shouldn't bother educating themselves and their wards. Sandra, if you can go to your Twitter page, I sent you footage and video from the protest I joined. Only those who are ignorant and living in denial will back Buhari up on this ASU matter. All right. Thank you very much for your message, Mr. Alakwe. You know, someone said that if the government could find money to connect rail all the way to Niger, surely the government can find money to take care of ASU's demands. And I wonder what you think about that. Because the person's argument was that there's no real economic benefit for connecting railway all the way to Niger. But of course, I mean, travel across Africa is a nightmare. Travel across West Africa is a nightmare. It's really expensive. So I think that the more connected we can be, the better for us. But some people think that money, that number one, is not a priority at the moment when we have other things burning. Number two, that money could have gone to these other things that are more important than building railway that connects all the way to Niger. $21 billion, I believe, was what we spent on that project, or we're spending on that project. And it's a project that's not even going to get ready for the next few years, you know. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling.
Very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Diplomatic Adam Good, barrister without chamber.
Diplomatic Adam Good. That's a good one.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Please, concern the issue on ground. NLC. But now where they wake up, they should go and see that. Where NLC day, they increase fuel, increase kerosene, diesel. This man, Ayuba Nwaba, now the worst NLC president we will never even get in this country. What you concern, I ask you. People are suffering. Concerning attack on a presidential guard, the president will defend himself and go back to his normal work. Why we, the citizens of this country, we brought the perpetrators to the book. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on Facebook. Ebi Ambo says, those that will do good in the world when they grow up must be educated when they are young. That is the learning age. If that time be lost, it will hardly be redeemed. It is real service to the public for government to provide for the good education of youth. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm very well.
This is Hamed Kuti from Orange City.
Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
This protest we are having, these people in government will just be having their cup of tea. Protest won't be enough. We have to shut down the system. We have to go on proper strike. Lock the aviation. Aviation. If aviation is not working, we go on a proper strike. This protest. These people will not, they don't even know something is going on in the country. But we shut down this, let's go on strike, even if it is 2 days.
Okay, all right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sister, it's called the ticket.
Welcome.
Sister, what labor is doing to the reality of ASU is for our students and our university to compete. To avoid our Nigerian students going away to study. If the government don't hit the protest, they will expect strike. Maybe so.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
I told them, and my sister is at home since February 14, complaining. But I tell her, I say, have patience. It go better. I know that it will be better. Only one cell of Nigeria oil a day can solve ASU issue concerning Abuja security issue. Well, I pray that they will never arrest my president. I pray that they will never carry him. Let them do what they can do. But is there anything where I remember about Tukano where they buy? If not that Tukano is where they talk, no, they go well. The Tukano where they buy, what is it for? Is it not to terrorists? Hello?
Okay.
Is it not to face terrorists? The 12 Tukano is where they bought. They bought that for me. They bought that for my fatherland. Maybe to pursue that. But I pray that they can never penetrate at Rock. I was in Abuja 3 years. From Kubo to Abuja is starting this strife. But nothing they happen. I'm convinced and I reason that they will never pick my president. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling us. It was $2 billion, not $21 billion. It was $2 billion. We've got Emeka in Lagos on the line. Hi, Emeka. Emeka, are you there? Emeka is not there. Let's go to Facebook where we've got comments. Remember, if you're commenting on WhatsApp, I can't read it. So please send your comments to Facebook or YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Ahmed Usman Suleiman says, it's a good move for NLC to join ASU. I believe the federal government is not ready to comply with ASU, mainly because the children and family members of the government officials are not schooling here. So they don't want education to work in Nigeria. Sandra, I want you to underline the word not schooling. Thank God you schooled here in Nigeria. Do you ever see your governors, ministers, councillors, chairmen, children in Nigerian schools? Ahmed Usman Suleiman with that message on Facebook. Also on Facebook is Akin Boboye. Akin says, I'm calling on all Nigerians to join this protest. It's not just about providing good university education. It's also about bad governance, fuel price hike, uncontrollable inflation. Tell me who is not affected, Akin Boboye, with that message there. Daniel McCullough says, Sandra, I just want to say hi. If the mighty ones don't have solutions to Nigeria, an amigo gets. Daniel McCullough, thank you very much for your message. Ajah Pius Peter says, experience with LASMA was last year, December. I picked a colleague of mine who waited for me at Palm Grove by NMPC. In the process, a downfall blocked me and was carrying passengers. And I was behind it waiting for the downfall to move. Immediately the downfall moved, the LASMA blocked me that I'm causing traffic obstruction. Why did I pick people at the bus stop with a private car? I explained to them, but they insisted. And to cut the story short, they took my car to Oshodi. I had to pay 98,000 naira before I got my vehicle back. To be honest with you, if I knew where... Ooh, my God. All right. Pius, I'm really sorry you experienced that, and I'm really grateful that you don't know where to get a gun. We've got other messages on WhatsApp. Let's try and see if I can squeeze a few more. Not WhatsApp, sorry, Facebook. Let me see if I can squeeze a few more in and then keep it going. All right, so we've got Kayode Samuel who says, Sandra, you are lucky that LASMA never hook you one day. Even when you stop at red light or street light, or more, you'll be lucky if you go scot-free. The only solution is to have a body cam like Uncle Jimmy. All right, thanks for your message. Oh, Uncle Jimmy has a body cam. Okay, I shall get a body cam. Chinua Zonwigbo says, the issue with LASMA is not about people saying some few bad eggs. It is rather a case of very few good eggs among them. They're extorting Nigerians every minute in Lagos. At Apple Junction in Amuodofin, they set traps for drivers with Okada riders who cluster on the road. The traffic lights do not work. They jump into the road at impulse, stopping oncoming drivers and catching many. All right. Thank you for your message, Chinazo Mwibo. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time to bring you Community U Report. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.